Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called How Can I Spark Curiosity in 10 Minutes? Let's dive in. You've got 45 minutes, a packed curriculum, and the pressure to cover standards. So when exactly are you supposed to teach innovation? Here's the truth. You don't need more time to spark curiosity. You need smarter moments. Today, I'm sharing three micro strategies that turn any 10-minute window into a creativity catalyst. First, let's talk about the power of what-if moments. Replace traditional review questions with curiosity starters. Instead of asking, what is photosynthesis, try, what if plants could only photosynthesize at night? This simple cognitive shift moves students from recall to creative problem solving instantly. You're still covering the same content, but now students are thinking like innovators. Second, research-backed mini-inquiries. Studies show that even 5-minute inquiry activities increase student engagement by 40%. Try the Notice, Wonder, Connect framework. Students observe something, question it, then link it to prior knowledge. This activates both lower and higher order thinking skills simultaneously, giving you that Bloom's taxonomy depth teachers crave. Third, build your 10-minute innovation toolkit. Try impossible solutions. Give students an absurd constraint and 3 minutes to brainstorm. Or time travel teaching. How would you explain this concept to someone from 100 years ago? My favorite is connection webs. Link today's lesson to 3 completely unrelated topics. Let me share a real example. Sarah, a 4th grade teacher, transformed her daily math warm-up. Instead of worksheets, she poses number mysteries. Why might someone need exactly 847 paperclips? Students create wild scenarios, building models, planning events, solving community problems. The result? Math anxiety drops, creative confidence soars, and they're still hitting computational standards. Here's your Monday action step. Pick one transition moment in tomorrow's class: entering, switching activities, or closing. Replace your usual routine with one what-if question related to your content. Watch how 60 seconds of curiosity changes the entire classroom energy. Innovation isn't a subject, it's a mindset we weave through every moment. When we teach students to wonder, question, and create within any time frame, we're preparing them for a world that rewards adaptable thinking. 10 minutes of curiosity today builds a lifetime of innovative problem solvers. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.